The Watery Tale of Wilma the Whale, a one-third stories book. Written by Jessica Bancroft. Illustrated by Hannah Hutchings. Translated by Clara Criado Escriba. Accompanying audiobook narrated by Lorraine Ansell. Wilma the Whale felt like a misfit at school. She was too big to hula hoop, too tall to play basketball, and could never find a good place to hide in hide and seek. And although she had a very big family, she didn't really fit in with them either. Her mother and father both had rojo tails. But Wilma didn't have a rojo tail like her mamá y her papá. Her grandma and grandpa both had verde fins, but Wilma didn't have verde fins, like su abuela y su abuelo. And her cinco brothers and cinco sisters all had azul scales. But Wilma didn't have any scales at all, and sus hermanos y hermanas were always teasing her about it. But Wilma's manners were what really set her apart from the rest of her family. And that was always most obvious at meal times. Every morning, Abuela made breakfast.
"Time for el desayuno," she said. "Who likes los huevos?"
"Me gustan los huevos para el desayuno," cried Wilma,
rushing into the kitchen. But she was so excited that she overturned the table with one of her massive flippers and sent los huevos flying.
"Wilma!"
moaned sus hermanos y hermanas.
"Sorry,"
mumbled Wilma, feeling like the only whale in the room. Every afternoon, Papa made lunch.
"Time for el almuerzo," he said. "Who likes los sandwiches?"
"Me gustan los sandwiches para el almuerzo," said Wilma with a grin.
Then she scoffed every last one of them and let out a great big burp.
"Wilma!"
cried sus hermanos y hermanas, rolling their eyes.
"Better out than in, I always say,"
chuckled Abuelo. But even that didn't make Wilma feel better. Every evening, Mama made dinner.
"Time for la cena," she said. "Who likes el helado?"
"Me gusta el helado para la cena,"
bellowed Wilma, rushing to the table. She opened her mouth to take an extra big bite of helado and swallowed all sus hermanos y hermanas.
"Wilma!"
they moaned from inside her mouth, sounding a little muffled. Wilma spat them all back out, covered in helado.
"You're always ruining el desayuno, el almuerzo y la cena," said one of sus hermanos.
Or one of sus hermanas. It was difficult to tell.
"Maybe they're right," sobbed Wilma. "Maybe I should just leave. Goodbye. Mamá y papá. Adiós, abuela y abuelo. Adiós, hermanos y hermanas. You'll be a happier family without me."
Then she packed her bag and swam away into the deep azul sea. Wilma swam and swam until she came to a shipwreck where she sat down to cry. She was crying into her fins when a hermit crab sidled up beside her.
"Hola," said the crab. "Why are you crying?"
"Because I don't fit in anywhere," wept Wilma.
blowing her nose so hard that she sent the crab tumbling claw over shell.
And now I'm all alone.
Don't you have a family?
Asked the crab.
Well, yes,
Wilma snuffled.
A very big familia, actually. I have una mamá y un papá. Tengo un abuelo y una abuela. Y tengo cinco hermanos y cinco hermanas.
But I'm so different from all of them. They're better off without me.
Oh, I don't know about that, said the hermit crab quietly. I've never had una familia. No tengo una mamá. No tengo un papá. No tengo un abuelo. No tengo una abuela. No tengo un hermano. No tengo una hermana.
I think it's better to be a bit different than to be all alone.
You've got no familia, said Wilma. What about friends?
No, no tengo amigos, said the crab. I've always found it hard to come out of my shell.
Wilma looked at the lonely hermit crab and smiled for the first time that day.
Well, I'm going to be your amiga, she said. We'll go back to my familia and we can be different together.
My name is Wilma, by the way. ¿Cómo te llamas?
Me llamo Herman, said her new amigo.
Wilma and Herman raced past tumbled seaweeds and purring catfish on their way home. They laughed and joked all the way.
Hola, everybody,
Wilma cried when they arrived.
I'm back.
Mamá, papá, abuela, abuelo,
called Wilma. She would even have been pleased to see sus hermanos y hermanas.
Where is everybody?
I don't know,
replied Herman, lifting up a stool to see if anyone was hiding underneath it. But Wilma's familia wasn't under anything. They were high above her head, caught in an enormous fishing net.
Help us, Wilma, cried Abuela.
You can do it, Wilma,
cheered Abuelo. Wilma swam up to them and opened her mouth wide enough to fit the net and all su familia inside. Then she pulled and pulled and pulled.
Uno, dos, tres,
heave, shouted Herman as he tugged on her fin. Wilma gave one last mighty yank. Wilma opened her mouth. Her relieved familia swam out. Abuela y abuelo, with their verde fins first. Then mamá y papá, with their rojo tails. And then uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve, diez hermanos y hermanas, with their azul scales.
Wilma, you saved us!
They all cheered and swam in circles around her. Wilma scooped up Herman in her flippers and gave him a hug.
You are right, she said. Being different doesn't mean I have to be alone. Tengo una abuela, un abuelo, una mamá, un papá. Tengo cinco hermanos y cinco hermanas. Y tengo un amigo.
Glossary. Abuela. Grandmother. Abuelo. Grandfather. Adiós. Goodbye. Almuerzo. Lunch. Amiga. Friend, feminine. Amigo. Friend, masculine. Azul. Blue. Cena. Dinner. Cinco. Five. ¿Cómo te llamas? What's your name? Cuatro. Four. Desayuno. Breakfast. Diez. 10. Dos. 2. Familia. Family. Hermana. Sister. Hermanas. Sisters. Hermano. Brother. Hermanos. Brothers. Helado. Ice cream. Hola. Hello. Huevos. Eggs. Mamá. Mum. Me gusta. Me gustan. I like. Me llamo. My name is. No tengo. I don't have. Nueve. 9. Ocho. 8. Papá. Dad. Para. 4. Rojo. Red. Sandwiches. Sandwiches. Seis. 6. Siete. 7. Su. Her. Sus. Her. Tengo. I have. Tres. 3. Un. A. Masculine. Una. A. Feminine. Uno. 1. Verde. Green. Y. And.